Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Thank you, Stevie Ray, for that opener. Welcome back, 23 after the hour, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out, and when you get a chance. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website, chiefhomeofficer.com. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Thanks again for being here.
Oh,
we talked
great.
Earlier in the segment earlier about how to the appropriate. Inappropriate, I'll say this, inappropriate language, inappropriate words in online communication. And the point that you were that the subject of what you were talking about was that this person was irritated that somebody had sent her email when they knew she was on vacation.
Right. Right.
Now I've sent people email when I didn't know they were on vacation, but I got a response that says, hey, I'm on vacation. I'll talk to you in a week.
Right.
And so I thought, well, okay, if I'd known they were on vacation, I probably wouldn't have sent it. But I didn't know that. And then turns out in about 3 minutes, I get their reply. So even though they were on vacation, turns out they were handling email. And
right.
Or at least I took it that mine was more important than everybody else's name. And they responded.
They actually responded. Well, it's a choice. And in regard to the rant we were speaking about previously where somebody was receiving email while on vacation from people who knew she was on vacation, and so she went off in a social media rant with foul language saying, why do you do this? My response,
right.
And I commented, I said, checking email while away is a choice. People are going to send you emails knowing you're going to get the email eventually. If I send the email now and you deal with it now or you look at it now or you wait till the Sunday before you come back to the office on Monday so you clean out your inbox like we all, often tend to do before we come back, okay, part of Monday morning. But the point is, it's a choice. So to go off on somebody because they sent you an email while you're away, knowing you're away, they've got to-dos also. They've got things to get done. I don't have a hard and fast rule about whether to send emails or whether I care
right.
about receiving emails while away. For me as an entrepreneur, if I told people don't email me while I'm away, how many opportunities might I lose? It's called FOMO, fear of missing out.
Well, I don't even know how.
Right.
I do not know how. I've been using computers for a long time. I've been doing this a long time. I don't even know how to put up an email that says I'm on vacation.
In a way, responder.
I don't
right.
even know how auto to do responder. An autoresponder.
Right.
You know why?
Right.
I don't want you to ever know that.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, all right, so think about this young lady that you were talking about. So she's on vacation. She doesn't want anybody bothering her. So a customer, a prospect, somebody she's been trying to sell, says, I need to send Janie a note telling her I'd like to do business with her.
Right.
And then he says, well, no, she's on vacation. You know, last thing I checked, she didn't like it when you sent her an email while she's on vacation. I'll wait till she gets back. But because maybe I was going to say, I'll wait till you get back to buy from you. But then guess what happens? As time goes on, somebody else gets in there and gets the business while you're
Absolutely.
On vacation.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm on vacation. You email me and tell me you want to do business with me. I'm off vacation immediately.
Absolutely. At least, what does it take? It takes a phone call, an email to reply, 3 minutes. Hey, Jim, you know what? I got your email. Thank you for sending it. I'm on vacation. We can talk. It could mean money to me, I'm thinking to myself. So we can talk as needed. What does it take? It's on my iPhone, my Android, whatever, my clamshell, whatever, where I can call you back. We can talk. I mean, and I said in one of the responses, I said, I'm up early anyway. So it's like,
yeah.
Well, my family's asleep. I'm up early. What am I going to do?
Here's another thing. While she's on vacation, this young lady we're talking about, while she's on vacation, I wonder how many Facebook threads she jumped onto and took care of while she was on vacation, and didn't say, "Don't bother me with Facebook stuff. I'm on vacation." I bet she did a lot of that.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. This speaks in terms of that person. To me, this speaks to her not understanding how the marketplace works. And if she ever goes public, I don't want any of her stock.
Absolutely. You're clear. You know, but there's lessons to be learned there. So I thank her for putting out and giving us content for the day, both on
how
not to do business, but also, you know, the appropriateness of email, and that it is a personal choice. I check email constantly while on vacation. It gets pushed to my phone. What am I going to do? You know, and it's in my DNA to check it. You don't want to, turn it off. It'll be there when you get back.
Well, especially if you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, I actually enjoy my time off if I can check to make sure nothing's blowing up.
Right. You have to.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, you know what, Jeff? It's part of the job.
Right.
Get over it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that raises a whole
issue. If you're a small business owner, it's part of the job. You're really never off. And if you can't deal with it, go clock in tomorrow somewhere.
Go clock in. And still you have to be responsive. Yeah. It opens up a whole different issue about employees who are non-responsive to email when someone needs to get in touch with them. But that's another topic for another day.
That's another book, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us that website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
See you later, Jeff. Thanks, buddy.
Great to be with you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.